What you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Justin McElroy is with me. Justin is a high school senior from Canyon High in northern Los Angeles County. And how are you tonight, Justin?
I'm fine, thanks.
And Justin, I want to ask you tonight about a website that has reached our attention through the news, and that is a website that has been started at your school, of which I think you're actually an active part. Now, it has to do. It's called a Parent Teacher Watch website.
It's a website that lets us trade the students' comment on decisions that are made by the parent teacher organization.
Now, there was an issue with Grad Night that got all of this started, and for people who are maybe need a refresher, Grad Night is traditionally, there's a party, right?
The parents and the teachers planned a Grad Night party for us, yeah. That
you guys are against?
Yes, sir, because, first of all, they want us to go on private buses to a club or a country club or something that would take the students to and from the grad night on the buses, and a lot of students are posting messages that they, you know, we wanted to go to Knott's Berry Farm or Six Flags Magic Mountain, and we wanted to drive ourselves. And so,
in other words, the parents want you guys going in buses, you guys want to drive yourselves. Now, isn't it true that a lot of parents want to do that these days because of the drinking that a lot of students...
Well, that's why we said, if you don't mind, Mr. Henry, I was planning on asking you this question on your show, if I could.
Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you, when you were in high school, did you drive to your grad night party?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and where did you have it at?
Our grad night was at Disneyland.
Okay, so that's why most of the students at our school are pretty upset, because the parents are telling us that we have to go in these buses, you know, and go to some club, and yet other students in other high schools and other, you know, in other times and stuff got to go, you know, got to go in their own cars, you know.
Well, I guess it's the reason being that most parents are worried about drinking these days. And when I was a kid, it didn't really occur to parents to worry that much about. I guess they didn't think they could stop it or something. So, what is the reason, in your opinion? I mean, I'm telling you, a lot of the parents don't want the kids drinking, but obviously you're not buying that, and it's one of the reasons why we're having this controversy with our website, right?
Well, I mean, the real reason I think that parents don't want us to go, you know, drive ourselves to grad night and to go to a place that, you know, would be fun to go to.
Where do you guys want to go?
Well, like I said, we want to go to Knott's Berry Farm or Six Flags Magic Mountain, and that's way more fun than going to some, you know, place that the parents picked out that, and they're all, it's like a big hall, you know, I guess you're supposed to dance or something. I mean, we wanted to do something fun, so...
All right, you were going to tell me why you think that, and on your website, a lot of the kids that are on your website are posting messages as to why parents are not allowing you to drive to your grad night or go someplace that you want to go because they're baby boomers. Is that it?
Or what we determine pretty much is that most of these parents today are of the baby boomer generation, and that generation is people who, like, I guess they're kind of like never thought they'd grow old, or they think that they're, you know, young forever or whatever, and that's fine. I mean, you know, that's okay, but why take it out on your kids if you're going to get old? And what they're doing is, because we want to go and have the same fun that they had, they're jealous, and they want to lock us down and not let us be young because, you know, it reminds them of how old they are. And
all right, now, after the news broke about what the grad night party was going to be, you put up a section on the website called, and I want to give our phone number out here at 1-800-449-8686, because we're talking about a couple of things here. We're talking about the fact that you guys want to go to your own grad night. You want to go to you want to drive yourselves to Knott's Berry Farm or Disneyland, and the parents and the teachers want you to go to this party that you're going to be bused to. The other aspect of this is a board on your website, and if people out there will just forgive me, it's called Anal Eyes This. Moms, we'd like to do, quote, you know where. Now, you know that that is patently offensive.
It's not really an effort to offend anybody, though. But
you know that that's patently offensive, and you know that you put that up there to offend the teachers and particularly the mothers, didn't you?
Well, no. I mean, we told Dr. Rotter, who's our the school board president, when we met with him, that what we told him was because the parent teacher conference resulted in us having to go to some club that the mothers decided on and take us in buses to our grad party, we are forced to find entertainment in ways that are not probably healthy. And Anal Eyes This is an example of that. We didn't want to put that page up. And I told a lot of the students, you know, that we shouldn't put it up. But if you tell us we can't have a grad party the way that we want to have it, then we're going to be angry about it, and we have to take it out someplace. So
in other words, this is a patently offensive page. You got pictures of everybody's mother up there, and voting on which one you'd like to, quote, do, right?
Well, I mean, a lot of the male students are voting on it, yeah. But as I said to Dr. Rotter, when he said, you know, that's like totally wrong, or I mean, he told us that he couldn't really say that we had to take it down because it wasn't on school property or anything. We told him, but it's like my dad says, you know, you broke it, you broke it, you take it home, you know. I mean, I told him, I said, you bought it, you paid for it, you might as well take it home.
And what do you mean you bought it, you paid for it, take it home?
Well, I told Dr. Rotter, if they would have let us go to the grad night we wanted to go to, instead of forcing us to go to a very stupid and lame thing like that, then we wouldn't have gotten angry and put up a page called Anal Eyes This. Moms, we want to do you know where, and that's all I'm saying.
All right, now what is this? Is there an ultimatum that you have handed down to the parent teacher organization? I mean,
well, we're giving the PTO 1 week to change the grad night plans to either Six Flags, Magic Mountain, or Knott's Berry Farm, and we are also giving them 1 week to let us drive our own cars instead of taking buses. Or, I mean, I don't have control over a lot of these kids, and there's some kids who said they're going to put up other things on the website, and I know some guys who've talked about taking pictures of their sisters, you know, going to the bathroom. I mean, stupid stuff.
I'm like, you're kidding me.
No, I mean, but that's how mad they're getting. And so I told Dr. Rotter, I called him last night. And
Is this Dr. Rotter? Who is he?
He's the president of our school board.
And you called him at his home?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I told him that he needs to, you know, get moving on this and get us a grad night we want, or there's going to be pictures of guys' sisters and stuff on this website going to the bathroom. It's pretty, you know, it's bad. I mean, and I told him I don't really have any control over it.
Now, Justin, are you the senior class president or the...
I'm the student body president.
You're the student body president?
Yes, sir.
All right. Justin McElroy is joining me here from, this is Canyon High School, right?
Yes, sir.
In northern Los Angeles County, and his comment, and the reason why we have Justin on tonight is that there is a controversy at the school about grad night, where it's going to be held. Apparently, the parents and the teachers have put together a private party that would be chaperoned, and the kids go to and from it in buses. Would they leave from the high school?
That's what they said, but...
Okay, so they'd leave from the high school. The students are opposed to it. They want to go to Knott's Berry Farm, Six Flags, and they want to drive themselves. Since you have not been able to get this done yet, you didn't put this website up, but some kids put up a website called Anal Eyes This, pictures of guys' mothers.
That's right, yeah.
And it's a flagrantly disrespectful. It is...
Well, that's the thing you're not quite getting. It's not disrespectful. It's on account of we're angry that they have inhibited us, and what else are we going to do? I mean, it's our way of taking out our anger and stuff.
All right, and if you don't get, and you said you're giving the school board 1 week, and then guys are going to start putting up pictures of their sisters going to the bathroom? Is that?
Well, no, but I'm just saying that's what a lot of guys said that they were going to do.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Now, he did say to me early on, he asked me, where did I go, you know, where did I go for grad night? I said, we went to Disneyland, and they let us drive our cars, but it was a way different time, man, and a whole lot of years ago. And there was a problem with drinking and driving then. There was a problem then with drug use. And today, a lot of parents are saying, look, you want the kids to be safe, man. Put them on a bus. Take them to a party. We sponsor it. We have it. The chaperones are there. The kids can party all night if they want. And, you know, we know where they're at. This student and his friends don't like it. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I love my mom and everything, but her and her friends, they're nothing but like suburban sex hogs.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Can't really stop it, though.
All right, I'm with Justin McElroy, student body president, Canyon High School. You're mentioning this grad night that the parents have put together for you. The students, you say, don't like it. They've weighed in on a website you've got called PT Watch, Parent Teacher Watch?
Yes, sir, yeah.
And during the break, you said to me that if you guys, you're giving the PTO 1 week to change the plans of the grad night from this private club to either Knott's Berry Farm or Six Flags Magic Mountain, or you're going to see some pictures on this website. Now, as the student body president, why don't you tell them that you stand against this, that it's immature?
Well, I mean, I want to. I want to say to them it's wrong. But I also am I'm a kid, too, like they are, and I know how angry they are. And I have said to them, you know, if you put pictures up of, you know, if you start putting up, obscene pictures, I understand how you feel, but isn't there a way? I mean, do they have to be of your sister going to the bathroom? I mean, that's ridiculous. I said, if you want to put pictures up that are, I guess, pornographic, it could just be a nude shot or something. It just,
no, I'm not talking about, why don't you just tell them not to do it?
Well, I couldn't really in good conscience do that because they do have a legitimate complaint. And
all right, hold on for a minute, Justin. Let me get some phone calls up here. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show here with Justin McElroy from Canyon High School. Charlie, go ahead.
Hey, Justin, how are you?
Excuse me?
I said, hello, Justin, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
I am just appalled at what you are doing over the Internet. You are the student president of a class, am I correct?
Of the student body.
Okay, student body, you are to guide them and direct them in the way that is supposed to be the best for all, correct?
Well, yeah, but that's not necessarily what the parent teachers want.
No, but you doing this website, even the one you've got up there right now with these children's mothers, I mean,
well,
what is this?
Told them that, I told them that it wasn't a good idea, but they're angry because they can't go to Six Flags Magic Mountain.
So their way of doing this is taking pictures of their sisters in private settings and putting all this on the Internet, and you saying, well, they're angry, they have a right to voice their anger,
no,
right?
I don't think they have a right. I told them if they wanted to put pictures up of their sister, why don't they just do a nude shot or something?
Well, it's the same thing,
You're disgusting.
No,
what do you mean a nude shot?
Ma'am, I'm saying like, I asked Mr. Henry, where did he do his grad night? He goes, Disneyland. I go, did you drive yourself? He goes, yeah. And I'm like, how come we can't, too? We don't get to.
Okay, but if you don't get your way, you're going to act like a two-year-old.
Well, how come there's
hypocrisy? And get on the Internet. Sir, let me finish. And get on the Internet with these kids' parents, their sisters, and put nude shots. Are you, my God, son, you are the one that are supposed to be guiding these kids, and you to say or to allow this to be done, you're just as ignorant as the ones that are doing it.
And
you can't stop them?
Look, can I ask you a question?
You can ask me anything you want.
I'm curious. Did people make fun of you because of your voice when you were a kid? Because it's all...
No, sir. But you know something? You to be a student body president, you can't even speak.
That's got nothing to do with anything, Justin,
English,
okay?
Sir. You can't even speak English correctly.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
What is this? Can't you talk?
Oh, you mean you don't do that?
No, sir, I don't. When I have something to say, I say it. I don't have to get on the internet. But I handle it in the right ways, too.
Well,
if you guys are this upset because you can't drive, obviously there's a lot of parents that don't think you're intelligent enough to go out
on
your own.
Okay, that's their opinion. That's their opinion. You know,
but they're parents, man. And the other thing you got to understand here, Justin, you are technically and legally a minor. If you guys go out and screw
Amen.
Up, you're not gonna be responsible for that. Nobody's going to make you financially responsible.
I mean, you guys are always singing the same song, oh, you're a minor, you know, and everything like that. When you guys were kids, you got to get knocked up. I'm not trying to say this lady's had an abortion, but maybe you did when you were a kid.
You know something, sir?
You know?
You're retarded.
What are you talking about?
You are retarded.
Are you telling me you didn't have
okay?
sex?
First of all, don't assume things. If you spell it out, if you spell out assume, it's spelled A-S-S-U-M. So
no.
When you assume things, sir, you make
oh
it
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You misspelled
both.
It. You misspelled it. A-S-S-U-M-E is how it's spelled.
That's what I just said.
No, you didn't.
You were listening.
No, you left off the E.
You
left off the E.
You would have known that's what I just said.
You left off the E. You did not spell.
No, I did not, sir.
Yes, you did, ma'am.
Listen.
Okay.
Listen.
You said assume. A-S-S-U-M. That's what you said.
Sir, you didn't listen. As always, that's probably where you got where you are today.
Just because you're an adult,
because
you say
something.
Because
you don't listen.
Just because
you
you're an adult.
You don't listen to people.
Just because you're an adult, you say something doesn't mean it's right.
Sir, the bottom line, what you and your classmates are doing on the internet and taking private settings of your families, members, how dare you? How could you even think of doing such crap?
But I'm saying when you had sex with your boyfriend in high school, okay?
What business is it of yours?
Because you got to do it. Why don't we get to?
I'm not saying you can't. You want to get in your car and do whatever you want, you do it.
There you go.
Okay? But don't take pictures of innocent people and put them on the internet just because you're ignorant.
Ma'am, I won't do it if they let us go to Six Flags and drive ourselves.
Wait a minute, man.
Oh, you are retarded. You
what?
Are.
No, you just said
disgusting.
You just said I had the right to
you're
do it.
You're disgusting.
You just said I had the right to do it.
You are disgusting. And if I was your parent,
you're this woman.
It's a good thing I'm not your mother. It's
well,
a good thing I'm not, son.
Yeah, if you were my mother, we'd be living in a house with wheels on it.
You are sick.
Oh, man.
You are sick.
Ma'am, if
you are
if,
sick.
Ma'am, if
you are
were,
sick. I can battle this all night with you, but
you
I
were
never
my
battle
mom,
the witch with somebody
if,
that's got some intelligence.
If you were my mom, I would have been inside a vacuum tube before I even spelled
sir,
the air.
I'm going
oh,
to shut,
Jesus.
I'm gonna shut this boy.
Oh, my
this
God.
Brat.
No, this lady is
I'm
insulting
just
me.
Shut him up.
How come she gets to insult
ridiculous.
Me? Why
he's
she
retarded.
Get to insult, why does
he's
she get to insult me?
He can't get his way. He's going to whine. Why can't he do it in the correct setting? Why can't he go in front of the school and with everybody that's against it and voice his opinions? But if they don't get their way, they're going to get on the internet and voice their opinion through naked shots?
Naked? Oh, okay.
You said nude.
Dixie May.
You said nude.
You said naked, though. It's naked.
Sir, you know something?
Hey, can I ask you something seriously?
You are the lowest stuff that God ever created.
Look, Justin, you're not winning any friends here.
Mr. Henry, this lady said if she was my mom, I would have been wiped off a doctor's rubber glove into a waste paper basket.
Oh, my God. Is this...
You're disgusting.
No, seriously, man.
You're disgusting.
Ma'am, if you'd shave your armpits, maybe you wouldn't be so angry. But the point is...
I didn't realize that you and I have met.
Look, Justin...
I don't know where we met. I'm sorry, I don't remember you.
Well, no, we haven't met. I think I've seen you on Cops, though.
Oh, you now, have?
Yeah, that's pretty funny, man.
Well, I mean,
think
look at her,
hilarious.
Man.
Hilarious. I'm laughing.
She gets to talk to me about stuff.
I just
I
ask you, let me, okay, let's get off all the name calls.
She's talking
just
to
answer me.
Me
a question. Let me get one question out.
Well, just, can you
the
pronounce
question
can
is
you
this,
say
son,
naked instead of naked?
The question is this. If you want to be heard and you don't like what's being done at your school, why not take it to the board, all of you together, the right way?
I did. I called up Dr. Router. And I told
at his home.
Yeah.
Okay. What time? 10, 11, 12 at night?
What are you talking about? I mean, I called
him
up when
matter.
I felt
You're
like it.
It doesn't matter. You're supposed to take it to the
what
board
time, seriously,
with
what time,
all of them, not one, son.
What time did you call? What time did you call him?
It was right after I got, I just got done watching, I think I got just done watching Rescue Me.
So what time of night was it?
About 10:30, 11.
Like
11
I
o'clock
said.
At night, you're calling this guy's house.
That's right.
Well,
no,
listen, here's
sir,
a lady here. Her name's
late.
Chuck, and she's got a mop under her arms, and she's talking to me.
Would you come on, man, because you're not winning any friends with an attitude like that.
No, he's not, sir. No, he's not.
Okay. She doesn't know how to spell assume, and she says naked. You know, I mean, God. Didn't you take the $50 retainer they gave you for cops and do something with it?
Or do you remember what the question was?
You got a voice of a chick that gets around, man.
There's a question on the table right now.
The only thing on the table is a bottle of rum.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You're a butt log with legs.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I was just talking. I'm with Justin McElroy of Canyon High School. They've organized a protest against their high school's plans for a grad night party. It would be a private party at a club. They would be taken there in buses and then, transported back to the school in the morning. You guys want to go to, Knott's Berry Farm and all this stuff. I was talking with Mark Newman, who remembers his graduation party. It's kind of fun, where the parents did a theme. It was called California Dream, and they had like an Alcatraz, and they had a bunch of stuff there, and they had a water slide and trampolines and stuff like that. What about that?
Well, I mean, no offense, but that sounds, it sounds a little bit gay. Not because it's gay, that the parents don't mean well or anything, but we want to be able to drive in cars. If I'm with my girlfriend or whatever, and I want to go to Six Flags Magic Mountain, okay, that's great. But what if I want to leave early? And I mean, in other words, aren't we supposed to be treated like we're responsible? Like that we're almost adults and everything. And I don't even really want to say what we would, but I just want to say I don't want to do anything. I don't want to say gay, but we don't really want to do anything gay-like that would be with too many parents and stuff,
All right, no, I don't know. 1-800...
Well, what I'm saying...
No, just hold on. We'll take some calls here. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Pat. Pat, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Justin McElroy.
Hello, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey. Justin, would you clarify a couple of things for me, please?
I'm sorry?
Would you clarify a couple of things for me?
Uh-huh.
How many is your graduating class?
I didn't hear her.
Your phone broke up a little bit, Pat. Say it again.
How many is in your graduating class?
We have a total of, I think we got about 250 seniors this year.
250.
Uh-huh.
All right. So you apparently are a very popular guy if you're the student body president.
Are you going to, get to your point here? Or
would you let the lady talk, okay?
Okay.
See, this is a rude thing to say, young man.
She's like trying to set me up for some kind of big...
Oh, no. I'm not trying to set you up. I'm trying to clarify what the true issue is here.
Issue is that the people won't let us go to Knott's Berry Farm.
What if there's some options, though? I mean, problem solving. You work with problem solving every day of your life.
Well, that's just it. I mean, it's not really my responsibility. The adults tell us what to do.
Okay.
They don't. I mean, yeah, they
well,
do, you know.
I'm from Oregon, and the kids here don't
Are
necessarily believe that.
Are you a teacher?
No, I'm not.
You remind me of my homeroom teacher.
No, sorry, not a teacher.
She's Mrs. Daly. She's a nice lady. I like her a lot, and she's always like, well, okay, kids, here's what we ought to do. But basically, but she's also, and I shouldn't say this, she's a lesbian, and she got into some trouble with the administration.
Oh, my goodness.
She got into trouble with the
Justin,
administration.
You're getting a little off the point here.
Well, I was
and
just saying about
the point
Mrs.
is
Daly,
this, honey.
We like her, we respect her, but because they caught her with another woman.
Well, Justin.
What did they do, fire her?
A little
yes.
off of
yeah,
the point.
Yeah, let's stick to the point.
The point is that you're upset because you can't drive a car to your graduation.
How come it's not important that my homeroom teacher's a dyke? I mean...
Can we stick to the point, man? Go ahead, Pat.
Justin, I'm a little bit upset that the point is that you're concerned about a 250 population of seniors
right.
that should be able to have a last fling together. Whether it's guided or not, the option that I would throw out for you is...
That's so rude, man.
Wait a minute, Justin, what are you doing?
I'm
have
sorry.
Your 250...
A friend of mine just text messaged me, called me a douchebag. He's listening to me on the air. He said I'm a douchebag.
Okay, pay attention. Put your phone down, all right? Go ahead, Pat.
Have your graduation party with your whole class. Enjoy it. It may be the last time as a class that you have the opportunity to be together. But then if you want to have a party with your, what do you call kids that have cliques now? With just your clique or whatever you call just your friends.
My friend text messaged me, wants to know if you're Mrs. Robinson. Oh, that's rude. I'm sorry, that's rude.
Oh, right. Don't you wish.
Well, I bet you wish too, huh?
Oh, man. Dude, you're going to have a hard time in life.
I really think that the board of directors of your school.
Are you saying
should
that you
want to
have sex with a kid?
I really think that the board of your school should elect a new student body president.
Well, that's what you wanted to say in the first place.
Able to express a point without being negative
or
nasty.
Just because I said that you're not Mrs. Robinson, now you're all upset.
No, I'm not upset. That's what you're not understanding.
Okay.
I can debate a point.
What is that about?
Well, her phone's all messed up. My friend's the one that text messaged, and he wanted to know, do you have that deformity like China of the wrestlers?
You go to when you graduate.
What? It sounds like you're like in outer space.
Sorry about your
what? What'd she say?
Right, parents are absolutely correct.
Your phone is breaking up a bit, Pat, so we missed that. But we do appreciate your call.
Can I just ask the lady one thing?
What?
Seriously, have you ever eaten a box lunch? Hello?
She's off the... What is that supposed to mean?
Well, I really think that was Mrs. Daly. I think that was my homeroom teacher, and we really like her a lot. And we're sorry, Mrs. Daly, that you were caught with that lady, but we really hope that you are back at Canyon High very soon when the attitudes change, you know? And I think there's nothing wrong with gay teachers.
No, there isn't anything wrong with gay teachers. Why would they fire her because she was with a woman?
Well, I don't know. It was a woman, see? And
are you talking about a girl?
Well, I think it was, yeah.
Underage?
I think so, yeah.
Well, why do you think so?
Well, because she was in the junior high, she was in the junior class. So
yeah, then that's underage, man.
Oh, okay.
1-800-449-8686. Brenton, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, I just had a question. Your whole debate is just because you want to be able to go to Six Flags and not have to ride buses, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, because every year, the other seniors say it's like totally over chaperoned and everything.
Okay. And I totally understand. Yeah, I'm only 19, so I'm the same age as you. But, I mean, you want to be treated as an adult? You're not an adult yet. You still live with your parents, dude.
Okay, but listen to this. I asked Mr. Henry.
Hold on, hey. Shut up.
Hey, man, wait a minute. You know,
I just want to say, you're the student body president, and yet you're making fun of people you're talking to on the phone.
Did you hear that woman?
Calling them degenerate names?
Hey, did you hear that lady? She's talking about, yeah, you're an idiot. All people have been doing it, calling me names.
And I understand that, and I'm not calling you any names.
No, I know, man. I'm just explaining what happened. And then Mr. Henry said that he went to his grad night in his car, and he went to Disneyland.
That was like in 1970, man. That was a long time ago, dude. That was back when parents didn't give a crap, I guess.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
And, all right. I just think it's kind of you want to be treated as an adult, yet you go on the radio, you're talking like a little kid. You're calling people names. You're being very confrontational.
What did I say?
Why don't you just compromise and be like, you know what? We're not going to win the whole battle. Why don't you just take the buses there?
Well, I want to know what name I called somebody, man. I don't call people names unless they're getting all over me.
And I understand that.
What did I say?
Let's drop the name calling.
Well, you said the lady's got a mop under her arms. The one lady's Mrs. Robinson.
Well, that one woman's all, you know, if I was your mom, I'd, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, if you were my mom, I would have wound up inside a vacuum tube.
Yeah.
Yeah, we heard it, man.
Calling people names, dude. Like, I mean,
you basically call that lady white trash. You said, yeah, I think I've seen you on Cops.
I understand. It's cool. You're on the radio. All your friends are listening and think you're hilarious. But you're just really making an ass out of yourself.
You know what, man? Your parents must have done a real number on you. God.
Actually, I get along really good with my parents.
I know, yeah. They got you brainwashed up one side and down the other one, man.
If you think that I'm like a little perfect child, dude, I'm just like every other kid on the planet. I've gotten in fights with my parents. We've yelled and screamed at each other. Totally normal person. But I told you kind of step back.
Were you ever treated
situation.
For, okay, were you ever treated for gonorrhea?
No.
Okay, that's when I got on you, man.
Oh, well, big deal, man.
I was never treated for
Jesus.
Gonorrhea. That's
yeah,
what
hey,
you
all right. Justin got treated for gonorrhea. There's his Medal of Honor.
Well, I mean.
So what? You jackass. You better hope they got all the infection, man, because that goes into your brain. Next thing you know, you're walking around drooling like that freaking kid Corky.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
So, like, I mean.
Hey, man, I just want to know something. Okay, if you say that you're a perfect child.
No, I was not a perfect child.
Well,
oh, no.
All right, well, I'm just trying to represent the students of Canyon High, and they said that they want to go to Knott's Berry Farm or Six Flags. I mean, it doesn't matter.
So, but the thing is, what's stopping you from getting all your friends in the student body and going on your own?
Because Mrs. Robinson there and all these other, you know, trailer park women are going to come chasing after us and force us to, like, look at them. You know, look at them.
Look at them.
The great thing about America, no one's going to force you to do anything.
To look at you.
Like,
you know what?
You guys...
Hey, Justin, how old are you?
I'm 17.
Do you realize, when do you turn 18?
In December.
Do you realize, dude, that in December, all of this is academic? You can do anything you want, when you want, how you want.
I don't care. I'm not going to be in high school then.
It's going to be better. You'll be in college.
Not me. No way.
Yeah, okay. Good luck at the end of that broom. Okay, Brenton, I got a break. 1-800-449.
Good luck at the end of that broom. I get it. I'm going to be a janitor because I'm not going to go to college, right? Did you go to college? Did you go to college, Mr. Hendry?
I got to move on.
Did you go to college, sir?
No, I did not.
Yeah, okay. And you're kicking it with a radio gig and everything? God, what a liar. You know, what? You lie. You're such a liar. Adults lie.
Oh, shut up. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Fattier than seven shades of your favorite dung.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Hold on. You got to tell the audience this. Justin McElroy with me, the student body president of Canyon High School, on a dispute that the students are having with the school. Their grad night is scheduled for a private club that the students will be bused to and from. It'll be a party, an all-night party, but the parents will be chaperoning. The students don't want that, or at least the students you're representing, Mr. McElroy. They want to drive their own cars to Knott's Berry Farm. Or Six Flags Magic Mountain. Now, your friend did what?
Well, no, it's my friend's dad.
What happened to him?
I was going to say, my friend, a friend of mine, Randy Gunderman, his dad, like, on grad night, this is not good or anything, but it shows you that he had the freedom to do it. His dad rolled his Jeep. They came back from Disneyland, I guess, and he was drunk or something. And anyway, he rolled his Jeep down a hill, and it messed his brain. I mean, he had his skull got fractured, and his brain got so badly messed up that his face is paralyzed on the right. So his dad's face is, like, totally, you know, weird looking. And I said, okay, look at that. Your dad got to do what he wanted to do. And he goes, yeah, but look at my dad's face. And he goes, but I said, yeah, but. How come he has a kid, he's got a wife and everything, he makes a lot of money? I guess his dad's into construction.
So in other words, this kid's dad got to go to his grad night drunk, rolled a Jeep, fractured his skull to the point where his face is paralyzed, and you think that's cool?
No, I don't think it's cool. I'm saying I'm just saying that he got to do it and still he's alive, and he has a kid. And I also want to say something right now, Mr. Ernie. It doesn't have anything to do with what we're saying, but the woman who's in that movie, Aquila and the Bee, is so ugly. God. Oh, God.
Who?
The black girl?
Dude, I don't even want to talk about it, all right? 1-800-449-8686. Jamie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Justin. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good. I mean, I thought I was anyway, but...
Good.
I guess I'm
well,
not.
First of all, we need to set a couple things. I'm a mother of three. I'm very, very involved in my school. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And Justin,
uh-huh.
One of the things is the school district has rules and regulations. Okay. If you're going on a school function, then they set the guidelines on whether you drive or don't drive.
I know.
Okay.
That's why we're trying to get them to change it.
Okay. Number two. Do you realize my kids go to Disneyland? My daughter is a senior this year, okay? And they're going to Disneyland. That was booked a year ago.
See? That's what I'm talking
about. But it was booked a year ago. You cannot do it today for now. They are totally booked for every night they have set aside for their events for senior grad night.
You could go. Okay. You could just go with your girlfriend. You could go with your girlfriend.
But that's not a school functioned event. You can go any time to Disneyland with your girlfriend. You can go any time you want, any day you want, up until 10 o'clock because their rules are they close at certain hours of the night, certain days.
We don't want to go to Disneyland. We want to go to Knott's Berry Farm or Six Flags Magic Mountain.
It's the same thing. It's a business, honey.
You can check it out. Would you check all three of them out?
Hey, why don't you have some respect here, man? You're talking to an adult.
Well, yeah, but she doesn't even know what's up.
I do know what's up, honey.
Jamie, hold on for a minute, all right? And you too, Justin. 1-800-449-8686. We'll get back with Jamie, who is a mother, and Justin, who is angry that he can't go to Six Flags for grad night on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Crap is not really the word for it. Crap is solid.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, I have Jamie on the line. Go ahead, Jamie. Sorry we had to take that break.
That's okay. Now,
and Justin, are you there?
What?
Are you there?
Uh-huh.
Now, Justin, like I said, whether it be Disneyland, Knott's Berry Farm, or Magic Mountain, any one of those locations books their events a year to 2 years in advance.
Well, how do you know that?
I'm sorry?
How do you know they do it at Knott's Berry Farm?
Because they're a business. They have to have certain regulations in order to be able to accommodate, and hang on, to be able to accommodate the people. When they have an event such as
Knott's,
hang on a second, just a second. When they have an event such as Knott's Scary Farm, they only sell so many tickets. When they have their event, their Halloween event,
you know what they should call it? Knott's Dingleberry Farm.